9:08 on October 10th, 2011. I will call the City Council meeting to order. Rector Gonzalez of Cathedral Shrine of Virgin of Guadalupe is caught in traffic. So I'm going to, I will give the invocation, and then I'll have Ms. Medrano lead us in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God of our people, thank you for this city, thank you for this country, thank you for this world. Give us the wisdom to do what is right. Give us the humility to know that we often make mistakes. Give us the courage to be friends. In Jesus' name, amen.
I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, good morning. We had a great weekend this weekend in Dallas. We opened up a wonderful park, a new golf course, golf course on Friday. It was wonderful. And then Saturday was probably one of the best days that we have in Dallas every year at Fair Park with the Texas OU weekend. If you weren't a Texas fan, you had a great weekend. But it is such a, being out there, you realize that there's no place in the United States of America, except for probably the Army-Navy game, okay, in Philadelphia, that is so impressive and is so important to the city of Dallas. So thank you to all the citizens for hosting our visitors in a hospitable manner. We had so many events going on. Friday night next year on Main Street Garden, this last Friday night, we had the first annual Texas OU barbecue cook-off. So we had the best barbecue from Texas against the best barbecue in Oklahoma, and Cousins in Fort Worth won it. So it was a great event. Hundreds and hundreds of people in downtown, and it'll gain in popularity. And your DISD fact for the week is that we have over 20,000 employees working for DISD. It's really one of the largest employers of the city, and I think we probably don't appreciate the importance of employment for DISD. So let's get on with our business. Ms. Rios, you want to do speakers this morning?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We're going to begin your morning speakers with D.D. Pierce, followed by Charles Lingerfeld. I will first recite the speaker guidelines. Citizens and other visitors attending the meeting of the City Council shall observe the same rules of propriety, decorum, and good conduct applicable to members of the City Council. Any persons making personal, impertinent, profane, or slanderous remarks, or who become boisterous while addressing the City Council or while attending the City Council meeting, shall be removed from the room if the Sergeant at Arms is so directed by the presiding officer, and the person shall be barred from further audience before the City Council during that session of the City Council. You are allowed 3 minutes to speak. Please address your comments to Mayor Rawlings.
Good morning, D.D.
Good morning. D.D. Pierce, Dallas Firefighter Association, 10956, Aldea. Since October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the men and women of the Dallas Fire Rescue will be joining the City of Dallas and other firefighters across the country in supporting awareness initiatives and fundraising efforts to find a cure by participating in Care Enough to Wear Pink campaign. Cancer is a deadly disease for Americans, and it will take all of us working together to support the research and find the cure. Firefighters across the state of Texas and across the United States who normally wear blue while serving their communities will don pink shirts to visibly show their support and participation. Dallas firefighters will join with members of the Texas State Association and the International Association of Firefighters, both of whom have passed resolutions encouraging departments to participate. This will be the first year that the Dallas firefighters will be participating by wearing pink on duty for 3 days, October 13th, 14th, and 15th. I hope this will be the start of a new tradition that will happen for many, many years to come. With the participation of Dallas Fire Rescue this year, we will be the largest department in the country to participate in clearing up the rear fence. And we are happy to lead by example. It only makes sense to get on board as we have members of the Dallas Fire Department that are directly affected. I know that the Dallas City of Dallas certainly supports Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I would like each of you, our elected officials, to join with the members of the Dallas Fire Rescue by wearing your pink tee on one or more of the days this week. I thank each of you for your support to this worthy cause of the Dallas and of the Dallas Fire Rescue. In closing, I'd like to extend a special thanks to our Chief Louis Bright. His continued support of the Care Enough to Wear Pink campaign has allowed us to be the largest department in the country to wear pink. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee. And thank you for all the firefighters. I thought this morning's news story articulating what Ms. Medrano has found out is important. So, you want to say something?
Thank you very much, Dee Dee, and the rest of the firefighters here today. We found out, I guess last week, when Councilwoman Ann Margolin did a proclamation for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And for the first time, we lit City Hall pink with the ribbons. And so I think power is in pink, especially this month, especially when we band together and we all are fighting this disease. I think that it's an inspiration that people take action and to get our loved ones to encourage them to go get screened and to get ourselves screened and our loved ones to get screened as well. So thank you very much for your inspiration. And I know that as we're driving by every fire station in the city of Dallas, we'll definitely be empowered with pink. Thank you very much for your presentation today.
Thank you. And I was also adding the part about the lowest deaths due to fire in how many years, Ms. Soon? I mean, ever? The lowest it's ever been. So thank you for the firefighters for helping us prevention and safety during accidents. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next speaker this morning is Charles Lingerfelt.
Yes. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Charles Lingerfelt. I am here today to speak with you with concerns about your redistricting process, or shall I say fairness in the redistricting process. I have viewed with concern your procedures in the way you have handled the process, and I have to say to you today, there is much to be desired. It appears to me that your greater concern with the drawing of the borders of the district has been more to save and solidify your positions than to be fair and balanced to the people of the district. Your hand should be cautioned in those procedures, as it will not be beneficial to you or the people of this great city in the long run. Gentle, caring hands and open-minded hearts and minds have always been the rule of thumb as we walk through these areas of concern with the people. It is in my view that you have not used much of either as you have outlined these borders along the way. Having worked in the grassroots for more than 34 years, I know that I have somewhat of a feel for what needs to be done or not done with the concerns of the people regarding these matters. Certainly, when there is a minority of people who need representation at any level, that need ought to be addressed with prime care and caution. In this case, I feel that it has not been addressed properly. I must tell you that I and many other people in this city are extremely disappointed with the map you have selected. We have seen a few violations of the rules in the process, including more than one abridgment of the people's First Amendment rights. We see petitions to the Justice Department and they're having major objections to your proposed redistricting map. I am here today to call upon you to do the right thing for the people of this city, all the people, no matter what color, creed, or national origin, no matter what political party, and no matter what specialty of religion they adhere to. It is of utmost importance that you, as representatives of this city, be viewed as fair and honest, true and upright before all the people, or you won't be respected by any of the people. Thank you for your time, and I'll be praying for you that you will represent the people fairly and honestly in all that you do. God bless you. Charles Lingerfeld.
Thank you, Charles.
That concludes your speakers this morning, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. We'll move to the approval of minutes.
Thank you. If I may please outline for the record that the item number one, approval of the minutes, was corrected on the addendum, and that was to approve the September 24, 2011, 7th special called meeting, September 28, 2011 City Council meeting, and the October 5, 2011 City Council briefing meeting.
You will move approval on the second. Any discussion or edits? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you. For your consideration, we proceed now to your consent agenda as well as your addendum consent. Your consent agenda consists of items 2 through 34 and addendum items 1 through 3. Consent agenda items 3, 13, 14, and 18 have been pulled for individual consideration by Councilmember Davis.
Is Ms. Davis here? I thought you wanted Ms. Davis. Do you want to pull those things, or do you want to? Okay, so we don't need to pull them.
Thank you. For the record, the items have now been put back into the consent addendum. That way, you will be approving consent agenda items 2 through 34 and addendum items 1 through 3.
Ms. Coop, second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you. Item number 35 is consideration of appointments to boards and commissions. For your consideration this morning, you have to the Cultural Affairs Commission, W. Lee Carter III, to fill the interested citizen categories nominated by Councilmember Cadane, to the Community Development Commission, Michael P. Lavolo and Barbara Olson are nominated by Councilmember Medrano and Councilmember Margolin. To the Dallas Citizens Police Review Board, Jacqueline Marie Staley is nominated by Mayor Pro Tem Medrano. Ms. Medrano. Judicial Nominating Commission, William Cox III is nominated by Councilmember Coop, and Jeffrey H. Rezanski is nominated by Councilmember Margolin. To the Municipal Library Board, Marissa R. Antia is nominated by Mayor Pro Tem Medrano. Lula M. Givens is nominated by Councilmember Atkins, and Sarah Lossinger is nominated by Councilmember Margolin. To the Park and Recreation Board, Gabriel Soto is nominated by Mayor Pro Tem Medrano. To the South Dallas Fair Park Trust Fund Board, Josh Womack, to fill the Community Development category, is nominated by Councilmember Margolin. Nathan McOwen is nominated by Councilmember Hunt to fill the Business Development category. For full council appointment, you have to the Reinvestment Zone 4 Board Cedars Area, Jack John Rosinski is a registered voter, nominated by Mayor Pro Tem Medrano. To the Reinvestment Zone 9 Board, Vickery Meadow, Robert L. Giesler is nominated to fill the registered voter category by Councilmember Cadane. Nishan Fulgham to fill the registered voter category is nominated by Councilmember Margolin. To the Reinvestment Zone 17 Board, TOD, John Jack Rosinski to fill the registered voter category is nominated by Mayor Pro Tem Medrano. To the Reinvestment Zone 18 Board, Maple Mockingbird, as a registered voter, Curtis Parker, is nominated by Mayor Pro Tem Medrano. Those are your individual considerations.
Mr. Cadane, Mr. Atkins, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Your next items need to be considered collectively. Those items are number 37 and 38. They do require 2 seconds. Therefore, I need to read the following statement into the record. By making and seconding this motion, the council members represent they have undertaken sufficient examination and involvement beyond reviewing the agenda materials to be knowledgeable of both the facts and the circumstances of the case and to be able to develop an opinion based on such an examination of the various factors and issues involved. Item number 37 is authorize an amendment to the City of Dallas Public-Private Partnership Program guidelines and criteria pursuant to the Property Redevelopment and Tax Abatement Act, governing tax abatement agreements, and other city incentives intended to promote private investment, tax-based growth, and job creation to include the authority to administer and to accept resources from other political subdivisions of the state to administer our economic development program in accordance with the local government code chapter 380.001B2 and 3. Item number 38 is authorize an amendment to the development agreement with PR Crow I-22 LP and Home Depot pursuant to resolution number 11-1192. Number one, increase the grant from $2,475,000 to $3,775,000 to reflect the county's contribution to the project and allow the receipt and disbursement of funds pursuant to public-private program guidelines and criteria from Dallas County. And number two, extend the completion date from March 31, 2012 to August 31, 2012. Number 39, item number 39 is authorize an amendment to resolution number 11-1192. To number one, authorize the installation and procurement of a traffic signal at the intersection of Kestrel and Daniel Dale Road, and number two, rescind the authority to install and procure a traffic signal at the intersection of Polk and Daniel Dale Road.
Thank you. Mr. Atkins, I'll entertain a motion.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I'll make a motion. Before I make a motion, I just want to recognize some of the part in this project, like Home Depot, Trammell Cook Crow, the Dallas County, the City of the Solar Economic Development Corporation, and all of the adjacent property owners. Without this participation of each group, we would not have been able to make this road improvement so valid to the Home Depot project. Dallas County has contributed $1.3 million, DeSoto Economic Development Corporation contributed $300,000, and the private property owner in DeSoto contributed another $500,000. Together, these funds will allow the expansion and improvement of Daniel Dale Road as well as the addition traffic signal on Daniel Dale Road. I think this project is a great project with municipalities that when you bring all municipalities together to get something that you can generate economic development for the southern sector. With that, Mayor, I'm moving to move approval.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Do we need 2 seconds? Mr. Cadena, the second? Okay. Thank you. Ms. Grayson.
Thank you, Mayor. I have a question for staff about the traffic signal. Yeah, I had always been under the impression that a traffic signal had to be warranted. It had to meet one of the warrants in order to get approval, whether somebody was willing to pay for it or not. And it says this does not meet the traffic warrant.
It's my understanding that generally that is the case, that we try not to do...
I thought there signals. Wasn't a general.
I don't believe it is an absolute necessity, as is the case now, that it can be approved.
Has that changed in the last few years?
Not to my knowledge.
You know, it's not that I'm opposed to this, it's that I'm curious to know how the warrants apply, because I've always been under the impression that it absolutely had to meet a warrant in order for the city to be allowed to install it, period. It had something to do with the booklet that the traffic engineers use, and that you have to have a warrant. It has to meet a warrant. So that's the question I'm asking, and I don't know if economic development staff is the right one to answer that.
Ms. Grayson, let us try to go get the answer for you right quickly. All right?
Yeah, I'd like to know that for future reference.
Sure, absolutely. I suspect it was part of the economic development deal, so it was. So.
Oh, I know, but yeah. I'd just like to know that for future reference, because a lot of times developers will come in and they'll ask for an unwarranted traffic signal, and usually they don't get it because it isn't warranted. So I'd just like to know for future reference.
We'll get that
for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Any other questions, discussions? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
That concludes your items for consideration this morning, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Thank you. It is 9:27 a.m. October 10th, 2011. The City Council will now go into closed session under Section 551.071 of the Texas Open Meetings Act to receive advice from and consult with the City Attorney on the following matters described in today's agenda. Doug Moore v. City of Dallas et al., Stacey Williams v. City of Dallas, and Lavelle Fairbanks v. Travis French et al. We will be recessing after this, and we'll be coming back at 1 o'clock to take up the afternoon agenda items. Thank you. Good afternoon. It's 1:03 on October 10th, 2011. We will reconvene Dallas City Council meeting and take up our public hearings and related actions agenda. I think we've got a quorum here, so let's let us begin. Ms. Rios.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On your consent zoning docket, you have items 40 through 50. Item 40 was pulled by Councilmember Hunt. I understand Councilmember Grayson will take that over. And item number 47 is being pulled by Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Atkins. Therefore, you will be considering item 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 48, 49, and 50. I will first read those items into the record. Item number 41 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for a bar, lounge, or tavern on property zoned Plan Development District Number 269, the Deep Ellum Near East Side Special Purpose District, on the southwest line of Exposition Avenue west of Perry Avenue. Item number 42 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting an amendment to Plan Development District Number 786 for MU3 mixed-use district uses on the southeast corner of FMU Boulevard and Wakulla Street. Number 43 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a specific permit for the sale and service of alcoholic beverages in conjunction with a restaurant with a drive-through or drive-in on property zoned an RRD1 regional retail district with a D1 liquor control overlay on the south side of East R.L. Thornton Freeway, I-30, west of Buckner Boulevard. Item number 44 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a D1 liquor control overlay and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for the sale of alcoholic beverages in conjunction with a general merchandise store use of greater than 3,500 square feet on property zoned a CRD community retail district with a D liquor control overlay on the northwest corner of Walnut Hill Lane and Marsh Lane. Item number 45 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a D1 liquor control overlay and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for the sale of alcoholic beverages in conjunction with a general merchandise or food store use of greater than 3,500 square feet on property zoned a RRD regional retail district with a D liquor control overlay on the southeast corner of Samuel Boulevard and North Jim Miller Road. Item number 46 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting the renewal of specific use permit number 1761 for a handicapped group dwelling unit on property zoned an R-7.5A single family district on the north side of Kirkley Street west of Teague Drive. Item number 48 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for the sale of alcoholic beverages in conjunction with a restaurant with a drive-through or drive-in on property zoned a CS Commercial Service District with a D1 district overlay on the south line of South Beltline Road east of Cleburg Road. Item number 49 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting the renewal of specific use permit number 1454 for a detached non-premise sign billboard used on property zoned an MU1 FAH mixed-use district on the northeast corner of Interstate 635, LBJ Freeway, and Mendering Way. Item number 50 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting an L1 light industrial district on property zoned a CS commercial service district on the west line of Brockbank Drive between Bynum Avenue and Lombardy Lane. Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak on the items that were just read into the record? Are there any individuals that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the items? Are there any individuals in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve the items read into the record? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Rios. Do we have a motion on the consent? Ms. Carey, second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item number 40 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting the creation of a new subdistrict within Plan Development District Number 619 for mixed uses on the northeast corner of Elm Street and North Griffin Street. Again, Councilmember Hunt pulled the item. I believe Councilmember Grayson.
Thank you. Yes, I am going to move to close the public hearing and follow the recommendation of CPC and staff, but with some additional requirements related to landscaping. Landscaping in Subdistrict J must comply with the following requirements in addition to the existing PD 619 landscaping requirements. A minimum of one large shrub or small tree must be planted for each 30 feet of frontage on Elm Street and on Griffin Street. The planting area requirements for containers must meet the minimum planting area requirements for planting areas located above underground buildings or structures for large shrubs or small trees in Section 51A-10.104B1. The director may approve an alternative landscape plan only if compliance with these requirements is not possible, the inability to comply is not self-created, and the alternative landscape plan is in keeping with the intent of these requirements. An alternative landscape plan may reduce the size of planters and landscape materials if the number of trees or shrubs are not reduced. A private license is granted for landscaping in the parkway.
Thank you. We'll hold it for a second until we have the public hearing, if you don't mind, Ms. Grayson.
Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Are there any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve? No speakers, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Okay. Now, thank you. So we have a motion on the floor. Mr. Dane seconded. Any further discussion?
One.
Mr. Cadane.
Ms. Grayson, did you read in there that they wanted to put plants underground?
No. Apparently, there are requirements for putting planters in areas that have structures under the ground, that have part of the building under the ground. This is on Elm and Griffith.
Yeah.
And so there's some underground things there, and apparently we have planting requirements that must meet requirements for areas located above underground buildings or structures.
Oh, above them.
So located it is, above it's not, it's the not, underground portion.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions, discussions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item number 47 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for the sale of alcoholic beverages in conjunction with a general merchandise or food store use of greater than 3,500 square feet on property zoned a CSD1 commercial service district with a D1 liquor control overlay on the southeast corner of CF Hahn Freeway, US 175, and South Beltline Road.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 13 notices. Property owners within 300 feet of the area request received 6 replies in favor and 1 reply in opposition.
Thank you. Mr. Atkins?
Yes, I move to close the public hearing and approve the ordinance granting SUP number 1911 with the following changes. The specific use permit expired in 2 years, but is eligible for automatic renewal for an additional 5 year period. With that, so move.
Hold a second. We need to have a public hearing first.
Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Are there any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. So we have a motion. We have a second down here. Mm-hmm. Ms. Hill? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any discussion, questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item number 36 is authorized supplemental agreement number 1 to the law firm of Monk Carter LLP for additional legal services necessary to represent the city in the lawsuit filed Stacey Williams versus the City of Dallas, Texas, civil action number 311-CV-00397-P.
We've got a motion for approval and a second by Ms. Grayson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is... Excuse me. One opposed, Ms. Caraway. And Ms. Davis, two opposed. Motion is carried.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, I've been advised that addendum item number four, the city attorney has requested this item be deferred. Is there any opposition to the city by the city council?
Do we have any opposition on that deferment? Thank you. Ms. Grayson?
Yeah, I was busy focused on item number 40. Did we do item 49? Did we get that approved as part of the consent?
Yeah, that was part of the consent.
Then I would like to ask that you please register me in opposition to that.
Okay.
We need to reconsider.
Okay. We have a motion to reconsider. Second on that. All in favor to reconsider? Oh, wait. Any discussion?
Well, I just want to...
This is on the reconsideration.
Oh, fine.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. Now let's reconsider. Ms. Grayson.
Thank you. I spoke to Ms. Coop about this. This has to do with an SUP for a billboard at LBJ and Meandering Way, and I just thought that originally this billboard was outrageous there, and so the fact that it's coming up for another SUP for 10 years is 10 more years of looking at this awful billboard at LBJ and Meandering Way. I couldn't possibly bring myself to vote in favor of this. There is a church next to it on one side of this property. There's single family on one side of it, and there's a brand new multifamily area on the other side of it. It should never have gone in there in the first place. But I spoke to Ms. Coop, and she said that there weren't any replies received in opposition to this. So I can understand her feeling that, you know, we would want to probably go forward with it, but I just can't tell you how strongly I feel that this is located in the most inappropriate place next to a church, single family, and new multifamily. And when the applicant came in for this originally, we were led to believe that there would be a development on this site when all he ever really wanted was to put a billboard on here and leave it on there for six forever. So I'm totally opposed to this. Thank you for reconsidering it, colleagues. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. I'll need to read the item back into the record and allow for public, please.
But we're voting on the consent agenda.
Well, right now, her comments relate to number 49. So we do need to vote again on the consent without item 49, but I thought you were considering item 49, which was what she was speaking about.
So we have pulled item 49 from the consent agenda in reconsideration. We have approved the rest of the consent agenda,
well,
and we're voting on...
We actually need to take another vote on the consent
on both,
without 49.
On both, so we
have
to vote. Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Okay. Before you do, Ms. Coop?
I think the parliamentary procedure is to vote on the consent to take it out of the consent agenda and then put the item back onto the floor as an individual.
Thank you.
Item.
She's right. So let's vote on the consent agenda right now. Okay. So we have now going through the consent agenda minus item 49.
Thank you.
And do we have a motion for approval of that? Ms. Margolin is second, Mr. Kadane first. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, now let's read 49 back in.
Thank you. Item number 49 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting the renewal of specific use permit number 1454 for a detached non-premise sign billboard use on property zoned in MU1 SAH mixed-use district on the northeast corner of Interstate 635, LBJ Freeway, and Mandarin Way. Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Sir, please state your name and address for the record.
My name is William Hopkins. It's great to say that the people thought there was going to be a development on the property. Well, if the people thought it was going to be a development on the property, that's probably why there was nobody in opposition. So maybe you should ask the people if it's okay with them to put the billboard sign right next to their property. I think that would be the logical thing to do. I mean, if they thought it was going to be some kind of development, that's probably why it wasn't nobody in opposition. That's just my thoughts.
Thank you. What's your name?
Don't even worry about it.
William Hopkins, for the record.
William Hopkins, thank you.
Are there any other individuals that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve? Any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
Yes.
Ms. Coop.
Thank you. Can I get the applicant's representative to come up here for a second? Mr. Coffin, can you explain to us why this billboard originally had an SUP to begin with of a certain amount of years and it's come back at this time?
Mr. Mayor, members of the Council, Dallas Cotham, 900 Jackson Street. Yes, a number of years ago, my dad relocated this due to DART forcing this board to be moved. We've worked on this site a number of times, and to answer Ms. Grayson's question, it was thought at one time that this site would develop with a hotel and some other uses in the 1980s, and, you know, we had a bad turn of the economy then. I would also point out right now that we're not allowed any access off of the access road from TxDOT, and we have existing deed restrictions that also don't let us have access off of meandering other than for a billboard. So it makes it pretty hard to use the piece of property for other than the billboard, and there have not been any interested parties in that site yet. I mean, we could seek to amend those deed restrictions once someone comes forward, but there's no one as of now. And, you know, my client's an 86-year-old gentleman who, you know, owns that board and would like to continue to be there, and we don't have any opposition. So it's a despite the fact that it looks like a great piece of property, it has some real challenges since you can't access it. Well, we couldn't do anything there. So
how big is the property?
It's about
how big is it? 2.4
or something like that. 2.4 or something like that.
2.4 acres. What happened last time with the SUP?
We got 10 years last time. We got a 10-year SUP. Okay.
In deference to Ms. Grayson, I'm going to move approval of the applicant's request. I'm going to put on. I'm going to give it 8 years because it's going to take at least 7 years for us to finish LBJ. I know, and there really isn't anything that they can do about that as long as LBJ is under construction, and so it'll come back. And yes, ma'am.
LBJ is going to be done in 5 years. Could you give them 5 years?
No.
5.
Okay, hold on here. So Ms. Grayson, I mean Ms. Coop.
You're right that it's done in 5 years, and the developer, the expressway, has said it will be done in 5 years, so it's going to take a while for things
to
come.
No, I agree. But thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
8 years.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. Other discussion? Ms. Grayson?
One.
Oh, Mr. Cadane.
Did we just move that to 5 years?
No, to 8 years.
Eight. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion, questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you. That concludes your items, Mr. Mayor. We're going to proceed now with your afternoon speakers. Your afternoon speakers begin with William Hopkins, Ozumba Lunk, Richard Sheridan, Sandra Crenshaw, actually canceled, Trina Trish, Marvin Crenshaw, and Wayne Wooten. I will first recite the speaker guidelines. Citizens and other visitors attending the meeting of the City Council shall observe the same rules of propriety, decorum, and good conduct applicable to members of the City Council. Any persons making personal, impertinent, profane, or slanderous remarks or who become boisterous while addressing the City Council or while attending the City Council meeting shall be removed from the room if the Sergeant at Arms is so directed by the presiding officer, and the person shall be barred from further audience before the City Council during that session of the City Council. You are allowed 3 minutes to speak. Please address your comments to Mayor Rawling.
My name is William Hopkins. How many minutes I got? Mayor Rawling? 3 minutes? Okay. Last Wednesday, Harold Cox spoke about Pleasant Grove. He was talking about dump ground, illegal. I can wait for Mr. Grayson. I wasn't talking to you, Dwayne.
Just address it to me, please.
I can't hear what the hell they're talking about.
Please be quiet. Thank you. That's me.
Dwayne addressed me. I wasn't talking to him either. So you,
right.
You can't say nothing to him about saying something to me.
He'll let me, you and me talk. Let's go.
You sure of that?
Yes.
Okay. Cause I was working for Mike Simmons over in Oak Cliff. He was a city contractor. Dwayne Carraway come out on my job and popped his trunk, threatened me with a shotgun. And told me to leave his wife.
Mr. Hopkins, I'm going to have to ask you to not refer to any of the city council in libel like that, okay? Please, let's talk about the issues.
Okay. He pulled a shotgun on me and told me to leave
Mr.
his wife
Hopkins,
alone.
Mr. Hopkins, we can't do this, okay? You can't.
It's my 3 minutes. I can't say what I want to say.
You've got to talk on the issues and with me, not about the city council members. That's just the rules of engagement.
So he could pull a shotgun on me, and you could tell me that I can't talk to you about
I'm
it.
Talk to the police. If we need to file a complaint against any citizen, you can talk to the police to file that complaint.
Well, what who the police? What about
We'll do
what
that.
About,
okay, please.
What about Charles Cato?
Please.
He was working at Kimball High School. Charles Cato was working at Kimball when I called the police. My son was robbed at Kimball High School. We get Charles Cato out here. My son was robbed at Kimball High School. I called 911 for the police to find out why the kid that robbed my son was still in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Cato was paid by the DISD. Do I need to leave or what?
No. Keep going. You're doing fine now.
I'm doing fine now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let me keep on. Let me
thank you.
This.
Tell us the story.
Charles Cato was working at Kimball High School, getting paid to security Kimball High School. My son was robbed with a hunting knife. I called 911 for the police to come and help me while Charles Cato and Officer Sims were getting paid by the DISD to work Kimball High School. I called the police. Officer Sims took me to jail for criminal trespassing. Left the kid that robbed my son, him and Charles Cato, left the kid that robbed my son with a hunting knife in the school and took me to jail. I'm waiting on the 911. The 911 lady tell me, go up to the school, William, and wait on the police, and we're going to send somebody to help you. If a child in this school done robbed and cut up your son, we're going to send somebody to help you. Officer Sims came and took me to jail for criminal trespassing. While the kid that robbed my son, cut him up, was still in the school, Merrill. And I'm still, and I was trying to get some help for that, since I can't talk about that. My son was robbed. I called 911 and went to jail, sitting and waiting on the police. Can you get Charles Cato out here to verify that he was working at Kimball High School when my son was robbed?
Okay. We'll talk to the police and about
can
this
we,
issue.
Can we do
thank
this
you.
Now?
Yeah. Right over there.
I have to wait till another time.
You'll have to. Thank you.
I have to wait. How long do I have to wait?
Please,
I've been waiting
talk
15
to the police.
Years.
Talk to the police about this.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Your next speaker is Ozumba Lunk. Not present. Richard Sheridan. Mr. Sheridan will be followed by Trina Trish.
Yes, good afternoon, Mayor and City Council. My name is Richard Sheridan. I live at 3022 Forest Lane, Dallas, Texas. The title of the speech is Dallas Redistricting War of 2011, Part 3. I had a minute a couple weeks ago, 2 minutes last week, and Part 3 is 3 minutes, so thank you very much. This is Battle 10, maybe, in the redistricting war. It's a war like all wars, the pursuit of wealth, power and the power to decide where our tax dollars go, or if a mosque is built, if a highway will blight our Trinity Park, if our homeless are adequately taken care of, or a certain lifestyle is going to be promoted or not. I heard three very significant statements during the redistricting process. One, Gromer Jeffers with the Dallas Morning News stated that redistricting is about gerrymandering to keep the incumbent in power. I would add to that, keep the political party in power or keep a particular race in power. Two, one of the redistricting commissioners members stated to me, quote, Mr. Sheridan, you don't know your district. Do you know what kind of people live in District 13? District 13 East? They're refugees, end quote. I'm from New York. New York is a land of refugees. Millions of people seeking shelter from the storm of their home countries. People in need of support and nurturing during their emotional plight. This is what America, our nation, has been about. Helping those in need, as God has given us the supply, the bounty, we must be of service to the less fortunate in the world and in our districts. And this is not socialism. It's providing for the general welfare. Three, a very well-known contributor to the redistricting process just stated to me, and I won't mention the name because politics can be very vicious, it is clear that the redistricting map that was just voted on by the city council reflects the continued control of Dallas by the 28% minority, white community. It also shows the intent to maintain tensions, ill will, separation between black and brown Hispanic communities, end quote. I did not make that statement, but I do happen to agree with it. There has already been talk of Justice Department filings against the City of Dallas for alleged redistricting process violations. LULAC, NAACP, Sandra Crenshaw may all be filing cases. I'm announcing to you that I will file at least two count cases. First, I allege violation of First Amendment rights to free speech. Secondly, not putting District 13 East into 10 and creating a black opportunity district. With 44 seconds left, let's look at the big picture of elections to possibly make us even more angry. Elections have sunk to two forms of vote fraud. Spending money as much as possible to get people to vote for something they normally wouldn't, had they been told the truth. And secondly, whether it's paper ballots or electronic voting machine ballots. Ending with this. The new way to win elections is through voting machine fraud. Joseph Stalin stated, I care not for who votes. I only care about who counts the votes. So in summary, if we don't go back to the constitutional, old-fashioned religion, paper ballot, and eliminate the theft of elections by electronic voting machines, all this work will be a waste of time. Thank you very much.
Your next speaker is Trina Trish.
Minister Trina Trish, Dallas, Texas. Mayor, you should always know that God has a ram in the bush. When you didn't have the original minister to say the prayer, I was here. You could have called me. Nevertheless, I'm speaking on government corruption, but first I'd like to read this. It's going in my new newsletter, There Are No Giants in the Land. I say kudos to the Dallas Mayor and Council representatives. They were very transparent at the October 5th, 2011 council meeting. Everyone is colorblind until it comes to redistricting. Then everyone seems to be able to see color. However, with all the show and tell of who's who, for real, the play ended with a redistricting map that is 100% good and will stand the scrutiny of the Justice Department. There was no emphasis on the pattern of voter turnout. Therefore, you really don't know who will win a district. This is what it showed, and because I ran for office twice where I'm from, I also covered government twice as a journalist. I'll tell you what I put up. Hispanics make up 42% of the population. A majority of the population of Hispanics is illegal immigrants, or they cannot vote. They have a 34% voting age. A majority of 34% are illegal, not registered, or don't vote. Take these things into consideration. Hispanics are probably 12% or lower of the voting electorate. Since children who are not yet born have 18 years before they can vote, this map for 10 years will accommodate the people now. Black block vote. Basically, they vote as one. If there is a strong black candidate in District 11, crossover votes would allow them to win with a 51.1% of white population. Because of low voter turnout in District 6, anyone can win that vote. White's crossover vote, that's why Barack Obama is an example of that. Nevertheless, I emailed churches, I emailed the FBI, I emailed the black chamber, the white chamber, of this consent agenda again. Week after week, you failed to allow me to speak on a consent agenda. It's crazy for me to speak on a consent agenda if you consent to the agenda before I have an opportunity to speak to you. When you are constantly and show a pattern of giving contracts to low bidders, and then they can come back and ask for an increase of as much as $2.5 million, I got to question you about that. When you are continually settling lawsuits, and yet you continue to have the same people in office, I need to question you about that. Yeah, they're probably watching right now to see if my rights have been violated yet once again. I hope Mr. Sherman is not just investigating Mr. Price. I hope he comes to see a mayor and a council that continues to refuse me my rights. If the men can go to Iraq and try to give them their constitutional right, how dare you try to stop me from speaking and having no representation, and I pay taxes. To God be the glory. How about that?
Your next speaker is Marvin Crenshaw. Your last speaker will be Gwen Wooten.
Marvin Crenshaw, 5134 Malcolm X Boulevard. The only thing I have to say is this, is that my goal is this, is to have a structure in place to wherein young people who come behind us will have something to work with to build Dallas and to take Dallas forward. We have a structure in place, and we have a form of government in place, and people have a right to criticize it. They have a right to do all of those things. We have that in place for those who come after us. That's my goal, you know. When we filed the lawsuit for 14-1, sure, we were talking about rights of African Americans and people of color in this city. But we also, the goal of 14-1 was to build this city and take it and move it forward. And we have to move it forward despite all of that. Not everybody has the right to complain. And people are going to complain, they're going to file lawsuits. You know, I was involved in many lawsuits. People file lawsuits, but we have to move the city forward, no matter who likes it or who doesn't like it, whatever. But this structure is here, and you have to deal with it. And those who do not like it, do the same thing that everyone else does. Get out here and fight and file you. If you're going to file a lawsuit, file it and deal with it. But this structure is here, and it's going to be here for a while, so thank you. And the last issue I'm going to deal with this year is honoring Elsie Faye Higgins. Ms. Higgins was part of the first lawsuit, the Lipscomb versus Wise lawsuit, and eventually was on the city council, and who spoke out for the rights of all people. Even though she represented a majority African-American district, she spoke out for the rights of all people, kicked the doors in for women to serve on this council. Before Ms. Higgins got in, they were calling women Janie Mae, Annie Mae, and everything else, and she changed all of that. So I'm honoring Elsie Faye Higgins, and so hopefully he hits him in February. But, you know, the struggle continues. Thank you.
Your final speaker is Gwen Wooten, not present. That concludes your speakers this morning.
Thank you, Ms. Rios. 135, is there any other business in front of the council? Hearing none, meeting is adjourned. Thank you.